We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
How are you today?
I'm good. Cookie, how you doing?
I'm glad to see you, my friend.
Man.
I got to ask you what's going on in Pittsburgh. Your thoughts on Antonio and where this situation is going.
It's frustrating, to say the least. But, you know, I think it's still salvageable, but there has to be clear understanding from the standpoint of how you go forward. The rope has to be cut in the sense of there needs to be clarity on what the expectations are. And this has to go for every single person. It can't be only rules for certain people now, because it's been proven that it doesn't work when you do certain things for certain guys. Now you have to do it one way for everyone, and now it's crystal clear, this is what we have to do, here is what happens if you don't do that, and you move on and you go with the expectation of, okay, say we're not going to have Antonio, but you let them know, hey, you're welcome. We expect to see you in training camp. Here's what happens if you don't show up in training camp. Here's what happens if you don't show up to the first game. Here's what happens. Here's what we expect out of you. And you put the parameters out there. Now, if he comes, then he's willing to conform to the expectation that's put in place. And if he doesn't, then clearly that's his decision. And then that you go forward from there. But it's going to be hard to get any value because other teams are going to be nervous that he's going to try to change the contract. So you're in a no-win situation if you're the organization. And the key is to start the process of changing the culture. But it has to start now.
How can you turn the clock back, though, when you let the guy get away with everything?
Right. You can't turn the clock back. You have to say now – we are destroying this clock, and here's the new clock that's been installed. And this clock now pertains to everybody. So the time on this clock, everybody has to appease themselves to the clock. And if you do not, here's what happens. It is very crystal clear, cut and dry, but it's everybody. You don't come to you 5 minutes late to practice to a meeting. Here's what happens: you're late to here. This is what happens, and what every player wants to do is on Sunday they want to play, and ultimately, if those things are taken away from you, and your pay is taken away from you, then you have a decision you have to make, and usually, it's conforming to the process.
Jerome, I remember talking to you a couple years ago, and you talked about you were one of the great team leaders in Steelers history, and you told me your job was to keep problems from developing before they got to Bill Cowher.
That's right.
You know, Mike Tomlin's taking a lot of blame here. Mm-hmm. Is the leadership in the Steelers locker room need to be better too?
Absolutely.
And to police yourself, if you will.
But here's what you got to understand. This goes all the way to the top. This is ownership, head coach, coaches, players, everybody is a part of the problem. And the only way it works is everybody a part of the solution. So absolutely Coach Tomlin has some of the blame because he allowed the culture to exist. The ownership allowed the culture to exist. The coaches allowed the culture to exist. The players allowed the culture to exist. So everybody has a part in this, and it's going to take everybody to solve the problem, because at the end of the day, those players in that locker room have to hold each other accountable. And if they don't hold each other accountable, then it It never, ever works. And so it has to start with the players and the strong leadership saying, hey, enough is enough, all right? You start that dumb stuff, you're out of here. We're kicking you out, you know? And when your peers hold you to a standard, it's much different than when the coaches hold you to a standard. And I think it has to start there.
What would you have done 2 years ago when all this was starting with Antonio, the Facebook Live out of the video, out of the room in Kansas?
Well, I just can't imagine
you would let this go on.
Well, you got to understand.
I don't mean hit him in the head, but verbally hit him in the head. Here's the thing.
Everybody's blaming Antonio. And I don't think it's fair. It's not fair to him. Okay? You're blaming him, but don't blame him because guess what?
He got away with it.
You allowed me to do that. So don't blame me. Now all of a sudden I'm the bad guy. Well, you allowed me to do this. So that's why I'm saying everybody's kind of saying, oh, this guy's a bad this and he's a bad that. No. He took the rope that was allowed to him. How can you blame somebody for that, right? If you allow me to kick you in your leg every day, guess what? I'm going to kick you in your leg every day. And when your leg is broke, don't say, oh, man, you broke his leg. No, he allowed me to break his leg. And so I think you have to look at it from a different set of lenses. Most people are just looking at it wanting to blame Antonio, and I don't think that's where all of the blame needs to be. Obviously, he has to be held for his actions, but there's a lot of people that's involved in this.
You had never played for Mike Tomlin. You played for Cowan, and you retired in Detroit, parked the bus. I mean, is Mike Tomlin – the reputation out there now is horrible, that that's an out-of-control team, an out-of-control circus. What kind of job do you think Tomlin has done?
Well, you got to understand, this was his first opportunity. So you look at a guy like Coach Belichick. Well, he's learned through the processes. You know, hey, he was a head coach here. Okay. He was a head coach here. Okay. Well, now he's figuring it out. Hey, this is how I do it. It's better for me to do it this way, not this way. So from that standpoint, what you got to understand is these guys, this is their first opportunity, they're learning what works and what doesn't work. And I promise you, Coach Tomlin has learned from this process, and as a football coach, he's going to be better in these type of situations. He won't let this type of situation happen again, okay? So, you know, we talk about Coach Tomlin. You got to understand, this was his first opportunity.
But this is his 12th year, Jerome. But he's not a two-year coach.
But you got to understand, this culture is 12 years in the making. This is not a two-year deal. That's what you got to understand. Everybody's trying to say, no. Coach Tomlin came in. His philosophy is, I'm going to let these men self-check themselves, because that's what these guys should be able to do. And guess what? When the leadership was there, when you had multiple leaders on the team, then it was effective. But as those leaders start diminishing, then you didn't have those strong leaders to take their place. And now all of a sudden that philosophy, which made sense and worked, all of a sudden it didn't work because you lost those leaders in the locker room. And now all of a sudden Ben is the only guy that's there as a leader. Where's all of the defensive leadership, right? But all those guys were gone. It was younger players. They turned over. So all of a sudden, now you didn't have the veteran guys there. You didn't have the veteran leadership. You didn't have the guys that was self-checking each other. And that's kind of how it all happened. It didn't happen overnight. It happened through the course of him losing all of his veteran guys to younger guys who weren't necessarily being asked or ready to be leaders in the locker room. So, I mean, it's not hard to see. If you look at the timeline, you look at it, right? And so now you see kind of how it happened.
Another minute or two with Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis. Jerome, what's going to happen with Le'Veon Bell?
It's a great question. I just think it's pretty much decided about what his fate in Pittsburgh. I think, I don't think financially the team is going to be committed to that kind of franchise number. Can they get a deal done? I think once he looks at the market and sees the market, potentially there may be an opportunity to make up. But who's to say that the team is willing to do that? It may be we may be seeing the next purge and saying, hey, we're going to rebuild this thing and we're going to start over.
Who do you like Sunday? And if the Patriots trying to match the Steelers with six Super Bowls, and I know a lot of your teammates think they stole a couple from you back in the day, who do you like on Sunday?
I like the Rams. Obviously, I'm rooting for the Rams. They drafted me, so I'm still rooting for them, although it's hard to bet against the Patriots. They know how to win. They know how to attack games of this magnitude. And they will not beat themselves. They won't turn the football over. If you're going to beat the Patriots, you have to beat them. They're not going to give you anything.
Jerome, I appreciate it, man. Enjoy
no
your
problem.
Week.
Thank you
for stopping by.
Appreciate it. No
Joe,
problem.
Take over back there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.